Hello, world! My name is Paxton, and the world is awesome! I'm here to help you know and care more about the world beyond the USA. It's March 10th, 2024. Our first kid line is, controversy over same-sex blessings shakes African churches. In Africa, many people were surprised by a recent decision from the Vatican that said same-sex couples could receive blessings. This news worried some bishops who thought it went against the values of the continent and might slow down the growth of the Catholic Church. One bishop even received a letter from a person saying they might leave the church because of this decision. The Vatican tried to calm things down, saying that local custom should be considered, but the rule would stay. Some bishops are not happy and think there might be a split between Africa and the Vatican. African church leaders are telling their followers that the rule is about blessing individuals, not their relationships. Some bishops say they won't give blessings to same-sex couples, while others might allow it with certain conditions. The situation is causing a lot of discussions and disagreements among church leaders in Africa, and it's unclear how it will be resolved. Our second kid line is, mysterious money mix-up, the strange tale of a Peruvian coin from nowhere. A puzzling mystery surrounds a Peruvian coin that scientists recently studied. The coin, called a dinero, from the year 1899, has left experts scratching their heads, because official records say no such coin was ever made in Peru that year. Researchers at the Pontifical Catholic University of Peru in Lima have been examining these coins for years, and this odd one caught their attention. When scientists analyzed the 1899 dinero, they found it was made of a mix of metals called nickel silver, not the usual silver found in official dineros. The coin also contained impurities, suggesting it was created long ago, possibly in the 19th or 20th centuries. The researchers believe it was likely produced abroad and ended up in Peru during a time when the country needed small value coins due to economic difficulties. This mysterious coin provides a glimpse into the economical and political challenges of Peru during that era, offering a unique perspective on history. And our third kid line is, historic victory, South Korea bans dog meat trade. In groundbreaking move, South Korea's parliament has passed a bill to ban the centuries-old practice of eating dogs. The new rules, set to take effect in 2027, make it illegal to breed, slaughter, or sell dogs for human consumption. This decision comes after years of battles between farmers and animal rights advocates. While the law doesn't ban eating dog meat itself, it targets the trade, imposing up to 3 years of imprisonment for butchering dogs and up to 2 years for breeding or selling dogs for meat. The shift reflects changing attitudes, with a 2022 Gallup poll revealing a significant decline in dog meat consumption, from 27% in 2015 to just 8%. Animal rights groups celebrating the victory believe it's a testament to the changing perceptions and growing rejections of the dog meat industry. Despite the measures to support affected farmers, some have expressed outrage, calling the ban an infringement on their freedom to choose their occupation. The historic move signifies a cultural moment for animal protection in South Korea. And our fourth kid line is, France's cool new prime minister. Meet Gabriel Attal. In exciting French news, President Emmanuel Macron just picked a super cool prime minister, Gabriel Attal. He's only 34 years old, making him the youngest and first openly gay prime minister in France. Imagine that! Gabriel is like a superhero for the country, ready to bring new energy and fresh ideas. People are saying he's super popular, even though he's just 40% cool. Macron hopes Gabriel will shake things up and make France even better. Gabriel used to be in charge of education, and he did some pretty bold stuff, like saying no to wearing special clothes in schools. Some people might not like him, but he's ready for the challenge. Let's cheer for France's youngest ever prime minister. And our fifth kid line is, Kayala, a dreamy place or a sign of inequality. Ever heard of Kayala? It's like a dreamy city within Guatemala City, but some folks are not sure if it's a dream come true or a sign of inequality. Kayala is a special place where rich families and foreigners live, created by one of Guatemala's richest families. The streets are quiet, Stores are fancy and homes are pretty, but not everyone can afford them. Critics say it's just for the wealthy, not easily reachable by public transit, and not great for the environment. Some even call it an abomination. But defenders argue that Kayala is open to everyone, with cool spaces for everyone to enjoy. It's a debate about fancy living, social fairness, and the environment. A real head-scratcher. And our question of the day. In which country can you no longer eat dogs? A. East Korea. B. North Korea. C. South Korea. And the correct answer is C. Thanks for listening to World Kid Lives with Paxton. There's lots more news for kids streaming on our YouTube channel. We're also on major podcasting platforms. May your sweetness shine and your colors glow. Our source is the New York Times and the Daily Beast. Thank you.